This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the Essential Oils Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Lobisco, and I am so excited to be with you today for another episode. It is my honor to share educational information and to bring to you leading experts and clinicians to empower you in your use of essential oils and to inspire you as you move beyond the status quo and into optimized wellness through integrative health, medicine, and holistic living. Hello, dear friends. I hope that you are taking really good care of yourself as we've just come out of the holidays and we are starting the new year. Now, because of this, there was a pause in scheduling some of my expert guests. So I thought it was a perfect time to share with you some of my favorite essential oils to support vagal tone. And this is all based on the literature, as well as their traditional use and my clinical practice. Now, the vagus nerve is a very hot topic right now in the wellness sphere. And we have had some expert guests who have also referred to the vagus nerve and why it's so important and how essential oils help to modulate it. I will provide links to all those previous episodes in the show notes, as well as the resources relating to the essential oils I highlight in this episode. I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you remember to take really good care of yourself throughout this upcoming year and always. Hello, my friends. Welcome. Recently in my practice, as well as in my writings, I have been focusing a lot on the vagus nerve. And in case you haven't heard about this 10th cranial nerve, it is super important because it is the master regulator of your parasympathetic nervous system. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system is part of the autonomic nervous system. It has three branches. So the parasympathetic nervous system is one branch of it, and that is your rest and digest part. As far as the autonomic nervous system, which controls our subconscious processes. There's also the sympathetic nervous system, which is another division, and that is the fight or flight. That is when your body is in a state of alarm or it feels threatened. You go into the sympathetic nervous system response. Subconsciously, it's automatic, hence the name autonomic nervous system. The third division, which is more recent addition, is the enteric nervous system, and that is your gut nervous system. Now, that's a whole other topic about how our gut bugs that are in our gastrointestinal tract actually impact various aspects of our nervous system through the different metabolites they create and through the way that they interact with this vagus nerve. So the vagus nerve got its name because it is stemmed from the meaning vagrant or wandering nerve. And it's a wandering nerve because it is the longest, most complex nerve, and it innervates every critical organ that you can think of, your brain, your heart, your lungs, your gut, which I just discussed. How does this have to do with essential oils? Well, the vagus nerve is predominantly innervating the parasympathetic nervous system, though it can modulate the sympathetic nervous system. So there is some innervation there. When your body is in a state of calm and relaxation, it can restore And this is part of the parasympathetic nervous system's job, your rest and digest processes. Whereas when your body is in a state of alarm, what ends up happening is you are in stress. You cannot restore, you cannot regain health. So what people who don't even have that much exposure to essential oils, they'll think about that the essential oils are nice and calming, right? And that is the activity of calming down the nervous system through the sense of smell. This is from the memory association, the fact that our sense of smells actually goes to the emotional part of the brain. There's a direct connection between the sense of smell and to our brain. Now, every other sense has to go through the relay station at the thalamus, which is a part of the brain that interprets it and lets the body know what's going on. Sense of smell is actually directly to the emotional part. There's no interpretation. It goes straight to the brain and the body responds accordingly, instantaneously. And that's why the sense of smell is so powerful. Add that to that, the constituents of essential oils, which have these multiple properties, right? Because there's hundreds of different constituents in most essential oils. That's why they can do so many different things. All of these different compounds have a synergy within our body, and they all create these different effects. Again, bringing all of these different compounds and the fact that essential oils have an aroma to them, there is a place for essential oils in impacting the nervous system. So bringing in essential oils to this vagus nerve connection, right, which is the regulator of this parasympathetic nervous system response, and the fact that there is this theory, guys, it's called the polyvagal theory. And the polyvagal theory is an integrative, innovative approach to how to help someone heal from trauma. Specifically, it incorporates the science, the neurology, the biochemistry of the nervous system, and how one responds to that different threats from the environment, how one sees the environment as either safe or not safe, and how that response of the nervous system actually impacts if one is going to be in a state of stress and trauma and having a hard time getting back to this set point, or if one is going to actually restore and heal. It's called the polyvagal theory. Now, essential oils can support this application because they holistically help us release these physiological blocks. They help us calm down. They help us get out of this state of overstimulation. And they actually create biochemical, neurological, physiological changes in our body, which bring back balance. So they can work in synergy with the vagus nerve and also with this new innovative approach of the polyvagal theory. Now, the polyvagal theory actually incorporates a lot of different mind-body techniques. Essential oils aren't often mentioned, and I feel that they should be. Now that you have that background of the vagus nerve, what it does, the polyvagal theory, how essential oils can support them, I want to talk to you about three of my favorite essential oils that have some studies in the literature to support their effects on the vagus nerve, or at least on the parasympathetic nervous system, which is an indication of what we call vagal tone or the functioning of the vagus nerve. They have that evidence. They have traditional evidence of being calming. And I also have used them clinically with my clients successfully to help them calm their nervous system. And they've reported changes in their physiology as a result. So the first essential oil that I'm going to talk about is not very surprising that it made the number one spot. When you think of essential oils and you think of calming, the first oil that comes to mind, it's going to be lavender essential oil. So it is probably the most well-known essential oil for relaxation. It has been shown in studies to support sleep, lower anxiety, to ward off infections, relieve muscle strain, and even enhance immunity. So again, remember, there's all of these different compounds in lavender essential oil that act at different pathways in the body to create all of these different effects, which is very holistic. Essential oils are one of the most holistic mind-body tools, I think, that we have in our toolkit. because they affect the mind and the body equally, right? Now, if we look at how lavender oil impacts the nervous system in general, there was a wonderful review article on lavender oil and the nervous system, and the authors analyzed animal trials, human clinical trials, what they call in vitro or petri dish studies, to see how lavender works on the nervous system, what the various mechanisms are. They found that lavender does, in fact, impact inflammatory pathways and also alters the neurotransmitter signals, such as dopamine, GABA, and serotonin. So we talk about the reward circuits, the effect on mood chemicals, right? Serotonin, GABA is calming to the brain. It's an inhibitory neurotransmitter. And they have various different functions, but that's a big overview. And we also know that inflammation also impacts the nervous system. When your body's inflamed and in pain, that creates a chronic stress on your nervous system. It makes it hard for your body to restore and to reach that balance again of the homeostasis. So what they reported is lavender has these impacts on calming down these inflammatory pathways and altering our neurotransmitters, which are nervous system signals. So that is a good thing to have. Now, preclinical and clinical research has shown the calming effect of lavender oils has also, as I mentioned, supported in sleep, pain, and mood. And there are human studies that showed that there are changes in brain waves. Now, this is measured through either electroencephalography, which is known as an EEG that shows how the brainwave patterns or the electrical part of your brain is moving, or functional magnetic resonance imaging, which shows what parts of the brain are most active and not active, and how the brain looks, okay, and the structure. So lavender oil has been found to induce a relaxation response in association with these changing wave patterns, specifically alpha brain waves. And overall, what we can say from this literature review with all of these different studies is lavender is soothing to the nervous system. If we look at specific studies to see how it was impacted, the vagus nerve. Now, it's important to take a step back and say, how do we measure the vagus nerve activity? Well, we can look at, again, this parasympathetic nervous system response, which would indicate that someone's in a state of relaxation. They might have lower blood pressure, meaning they're less stressed. They might have a relief of anxious symptoms. Their heart rate might decrease. And they might report a general state of well-being and just feeling overall more calm and relaxed.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order. Another indirect measure of vagus nerve tone is pretty popular these days, more in the fitness industry, and it's also kind of becoming more popular with the general population. It's called heart rate variability. And what the heart rate variability is it's a amount of time between heartbeat. And that's caused by a flux of the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. What is more which one is more stimulating at the body at the time and which one is more dominant? And what this will do is it'll provide an insight into the functioning of the autonomic nervous system, right? Based on the heart rate variability, if someone has an optimal heart rate variability, it's said to reflect self-regulatory capacity, adaptability, resilience, even cognitive performance in some studies. So when we look at heart rate variability, again, there's an indirect measure stating the parasympathetic nervous system seems to appear more dominant at this time, and that's an indication of the vagus nerve. It does get a little complicated, but that's a basis of what you need to know to understand when you read about if heart rate variability went up, it improved, and the person tends to be more resilient and be in the state of restoration. So there were a couple of studies I found on lavender oil and heart rate variability. And I do have an article that I wrote that goes a little bit more into depth about these studies. But the bottom line is, what the first study did, this randomized between subject double-blind study with, they had 97 subjects. And they did go ahead and they measured various aspects of anxiety, state treating anxiety, mood, positive and negative effect scales, heart rate, the galvanic skin response, and heart rate variation. And they use these different dosages and compared it to a placebo and looked at the physiological and psychological impact of it. Now, what they found was it did have an impact on calming or lowering anxiety, but not on high anxiety. The caveats to this study is when we look at essential oils, we have to consider dosage, we have to consider standardization, we have to consider duration, and we have to consider comparison between groups. So for example, if we look at the higher dose group, which used 200 microliters of lavender, that would be actually about 4 drops of lavender. Celexin, which is an encapsulated standardized lavender oil used in Europe to actually treat anxiety, is dosed at about 3 to 6 drops or 80 to 160 milligrams. So my caveat there is just to make sure the dosage was high enough to see an effect. The standardization or the chemical compounds that impact relaxation response, we think of linalool acetate, that wasn't very clear. They said it was done, but it was hard to find in the study. They had baseline scores for anxiety that weren't as high for males. So if you have a low baseline, it's harder to see a difference, even if it goes down a little bit lower, to see a response in an intervention in the study. And then probably the biggest caveat for this, and then another study I found that also reported that there were positive effects on heart rate variability, but they were transient and mostly in females, is when you look at the bloodstream, the peak of lavender oil is said to be at about 10 to 15 minutes. Now, more exposure to the oil is obviously going to be indicated if you're trying to relieve a long-term state. Anxiety is different than stress, right? If you feel stressed, it's because of an external circumstance. It goes away after that external circumstance gets relieved. So then you feel relief and you restore and everything's well. Anxiety is a state in the brain that isn't situational, right? It's this nervous system, brain health issue that is multifactorial. And you can't just have one exposure, even during the time of anxiety, and expect there to be a long-term effect. We know that essential oils probably should be used every day, right? They're out of your system definitely within 24 hours, most of them usually within 90 minutes, 120 minutes. And it all depends, of course, on your health and also, you know, your state of your ability to detox from your lungs, from your kidneys, from your liver. But all of these are different factors. So overall, the studies were pretty decent, I thought. The problem with a lot of essential oil studies is, one, they don't get the big funding, so you don't get a lot of them as you would for pharmaceuticals because you can't patent essential oils. They're natural. And two, a lot of studies that I read with essential oils, they do show positive results, but I think they would be way more positive if we looked at duration and applications that are actually clinically relevant in the real world. And that's my little soapbox for you guys about lavender essential oil. So let's just dial back a little bit so I can just bring you in on what we're doing here. We're talking about the vagus nerve and how important it is to have this vagal dominance, or what we call this ventral vagal tone, where your body can enter a state of relaxation, restoration, and feel safe. When you feel safe, you build more positive lifestyle choices and more healthy relationships. When you're feeling safe in relationships, that perpetuates the cycle of restoration and healing. And we talked about how essential oils have these multifactorial effects and calming the nervous system down and also influencing our physiology. I just talked about lavender oil, which is probably the most well-known oil for calming. Now I want to talk to you about the other two. We have lavender, we have bergamot, and then we're going to talk about ylang ylang essential oil. And I'll go a little bit briefer on these. But bergamot essential oil does have evidence in human clinical trials, and they show that it impacts psychological stress, actually lowers cortisol levels, it relieves anxiety. Those are indications that it's probably going to modulate the parasympathetic nervous system response. There was one study I found specifically for heart rate variability. And again, there was that duration issue that I talked about, but it showed that overall in this study with 41 healthy young females, that cortisol was lower, heart rate variability improved, fatigue scores improved, and negative emotions improved when the bergamot oil was used. Again, we're talking about 15 minutes. We're not talking long-term studies. These essential oils, again, they create that immediate response, right, straight to the brain. But what we want to do with the nervous system is we always want to train it, an imprint, you know, a change of response. And that takes time. You didn't get to the state of alarm or constant anxiety in one minute, right? It takes time. It takes brain reserves to be depleted. So we need to take care of ourselves. And and use these essential oils in the way that they're meant to be used, which is in a very reasonable amount and duration.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now, there was a guest on the show that talked about bergamot oil and how she used it in her thesis to actually help people with PTSD. And in her thesis, she found improvements with bergamot oil used 3 times a day. And the bergamot oil was inhaled 30 seconds and then twice a day and then diffused all night. It was a longer duration, so of course it had a longer effect. I'm going to try to dig that up and put the link in the show notes. I've used lavender a lot in my clinical practice. I use bergamot too, as well, especially after I learned about this woman's thesis and how it impacts these people with trauma and clinical studies. I love to combine the scientific literature and clinical experience and bring that into my practice. And I've gotten some good feedback from that. So that was pretty cool. So bergamot is number two. The third oil is ylang ylang oil. Ylang ylang is one of my favorite oils. I use it every day with my lavender oil. And ylang ylang, again, there's several studies that show that it's calming to the heart. It's relaxing. It would indicate that ylang ylang impacts the vagus nerve. So there were several studies that measured heart rate, blood pressure, electrocardiogram, EKG, actually, you know, heart rates and the electrical activity of the heart in several studies. And interestingly, these were mostly male studies. And they did find, again, this effect of lowering blood pressure, this physiological calming response. And also, interestingly, one study did compare the physiological effects, this changing of blood pressure. They found that the people who found ylang ylang more pleasant smelling actually had a greater response. So that makes sense, right? Because if we like something, we're going to actually respond in a more favorable way. And so is our nervous system. When someone is on nervous system overload or they are already overwhelmed, there's this theory in aromatherapy that some people say, if you don't like a smell, that means your body needs it. If we look neurologically, that might not always be correct. It definitely wouldn't be correct if we're looking just at the nervous system and how it handles things. So what I tend to do, if someone doesn't like the smell of an essential oil, but say the constituents are what the body needs, I would have them apply it at the bottom of their feet so that they get that those constituents in their body, but maybe not make their nervous system say, yuck, I don't like this, and cause a little bit of a stress response. We don't want that. Emotional blends, those are a little different than single oils as far as if your body might be responding to an emotional blend. That's a whole other conversation. But let's say for single oils, that's my general rule. So there are the three main oils for this vagus nerve response. And remember, if we can get our vagus nerve and parasympathetic nervous system calm and relaxed and functioning optimally, help heal our body or help complement anything else that we're doing in our wellness regimen to bring about a state where everything can just work better. And that's my favorite application with essential oils. They never over-dominate what we're already doing. They never actually cause something to not work. You know, for the most part, when they're used properly and they're used in the right dosage and they're used responsibly, they're only going to synergize and bring things back into balance. And they're very subtle and they're very forgiving and they're very cost effective. You only need one drop for a lot of things. And you can even just inhale, they last even longer. I do want to mention two other oils that popped up for me while I was thinking about this concept. And the first other oil, it's kind of a category, are fir oils. We think of fir oils, they contain these phytonosides, which are actually these chemical compounds, the pinenes, right, that are found in fir that actually lower cortisol levels. And this is shown in several studies. And the they're called phytonosides because they come from trees and they are actually the aroma that exudes. The researchers have found that these different compounds have actually been related to the lower stress response of people being out in nature. There's this concept of Japanese forest bathing, where doctors or practitioners actually encourage people to go out in nature because of the stress relieving response. And a lot of that response is related to this inhalation of these phytonosides from fir oils. And there's a study that I recall that actually talked about how when someone diffused pine oil, it created this relaxation response and a low cortisol level, similar to what was seen when people went out in nature. Very fascinating stuff. I use a lot of fir oils for people that want to calm down, relax, these type A kind of personalities, even though type A has kind of been debunked, but just think of people that are driven, that need to calm down. I will recommend the fir oils. Petigreen is an honorable mention. Now, I would love to hear from you guys about how you use petigreen, even if you put it in your DIYs, because this is not an oil I typically use. But there was a cool study on 42 administrative university workers, and they were studying how essential oils or aromatherapy could actually improve work performance and lower stress. And they did study HRV, they did study state trait anxiety, they looked at mood, and they found a favorable response. What I liked about this study is it was real world application. They actually diffused for 20 to 25 minutes. Again, not the highest dose. I usually have people diffuse for a few hours a day, a couple times a day. But again, it's more applicable to real world. And of course, it found a more robust response. All right. So we got a little bit nitty gritty into the biochemistry. I'm not going to do that all the time for the solo episodes, but I really wanted to just give you guys some real good, I guess, meat to the science of essential oils and how we can explain in different ways how they impact our health and our wellness, and how they have so many different ways that we can explain their efficacy in modern science. I mean, if you're an essential oil user and you listen to this podcast, you know they work and they know that you know that they help you. The more ways that we can support the science and get them out into modern day use, with language that people are comfortable with. And right now, I think the most comfortable language for incorporating, you know, these holistic tools into modern medicine is this language of science and how these things work through mechanistic studies. Essential oils have those applications. They have the mechanisms to support them, to support our physiology, our psychology, our biochemistry, to improve our vagal tone. And I, you know, this is by no means, these are just my top three favorites. You guys are welcome to share your favorites, what you found, if you've measured heart rate variability when you've gone out and used essential oils, if you saw any differences. That would be super fun for you to share and to, you know, go ahead and give me your feedback and we can talk about it. If there's anything I missed or anything you want to add to it, of course, please do that. And remember to share this episode with people that you think might benefit from it. You guys, I do have a lot of free resources that are on my website as well as on my resource section and my essential oils website. So you can always access more information on essential oils and how I use essential oils in my practice there. And a lot of the resources are free. I also have a community membership where you can access my database of essential oils. that is also available to you. And with that, I want to thank you for taking the time to learn about your vagus nerve and essential oils that support it and how that can be restorative to you. And I want to remind you to please take gentle and good care of yourselves, because you are so worth it. And we'll see you for the next episode.
The Essential Oils Revolution was created by Samantha Wright, hosted by me, Dr. Sarah Lobisco, and produced and edited by True Native Media. We love bringing you up-to-date education and empowering information on incorporating essential oils, naturopathic medicine, and functional medicine into your life. Before you go, we want to ask you one quick favor. It would be so helpful to us if you could rate the show and provide feedback on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on. This is a simple, no-cost way to support the show and to help us to get the word out. It would also help us to improve the content to make sure we are in alignment with you, our listeners. We appreciate you, we send our blessings, and as always, remember to take really good care of yourself, because you are so worth it. This material is for information purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prescribe for any illness. You should check with your doctor regarding implementing any new strategies into your wellness regimen. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Dietary supplements and herbs are not meant to prevent, treat, or cure diseases. The intention of using essential oils in this program is to accentuate your wellness and to complement your health program. The opinions of the guests are their own. They do not reflect the opinions of Essential Oils Revolution, Dr. Sarah Lobisco, or True Native Media, and these parties are resolved of any person's application of them. The show does receive a small commission for affiliations and ads, but affiliations for Dr. Lobisco and True Native Media's selections of ads are based on how these products or services can support you, and many offer a discount to you as well.